The sophistication of consumer demands is increasing worldwide, and we are seeing people everywhere starting to explore all the new and interesting things they can do and discover through their mobile devices. We used to have access to a limited choice of mobile-specific web content. Now people want to access all internet on the go. Browsing and the ability to freely access the internet are seen as key drivers for increasing internet usage on mobile devices. Consumers want and expect to explore their worlds in their own ways. For operators and service providers, this will translate into increasingly higher requirements for the reliability of the network, as well as better security frameworks for accommodating new patterns of exploring the internet for mobile devices. Nokia has already brought out a range of devices with internet capability. The Series 60 browser Nokia launched last year has brought internet exploration into a new range of mobile devices. And the Nokia 770 internet tablet, the first of a new internet-focused Nokia product family, brings the World Wide Web to full mobile use. Wireless access to the internet even seems logical for developing countries. In many of these emerging economies, mobile phones already outnumber PCs, and the mobile networks are beginning to exceed fixed line networks. A few weeks ago, we launched a first for entry phones, the Nokia 2610, which includes email support as well as mobile internet access via a web browser. All of this at a very affordable price. Service providers are facing increased challenges to provide relevant services and realistic pricing for compelling content and service bundles that vary by region and even by time of the day, because the emerging markets are such a potential in this area. As these challenges increase, operators are looking to outsource network operations and are seeing service hosting as a tool for accelerating innovation and launching new services faster. Nokia Mobility Hosting allows operators to try out different service bundle combinations while keeping uncertainties to a minimum. They can see what works and then choose what they want to offer. We can typically activate a hosted trial for 100 users within a few weeks. And operators can choose a multi-year contract or opt to commercially launch the product only if demand proves strong enough, giving consumers the assurance of networks that actually do work, services that are reliable, and content that is fresh can be great incentive for driving current internet use towards a much more personal experience defined through the moment you are in, where you are, and even what mood you are in. One key change of mindset in this industry is the move towards thinking of software itself as a service. Software development platforms are bringing consumers, operators, and co-developers together to harness a very compelling power of collective innovation. Already, 2 million registered application developers utilize the volume opportunity of the Series 60 platform through Forum Nokia, the world's largest mobile application developer community. Operators are utilizing the Series 60 multi-vendor platform to further enhance their ability to offer innovative and consistent new services competitively and efficiently. The Nokia Mobility Hosting has a real potential to become a key focal point for this innovation, with service providers identifying new needs and possibilities, developers taking their ideas and building innovative applications and working together to quickly bring them to Series 60 devices, running trials and then launching them commercially if they prove successful. Hundreds of millions of people have made their first ever phone call on a mobile device. In fact, there are 500 million users in the world today for whom mobile phone was the first and only telephone they ever used. But even though cost is very important to these people, we are seeing that they are not always just buying the cheapest phone on the shelves, not even when they are making the first purchase. The mobile phone is an aspirational device. From their very first phone, people are looking for the phone that expresses and enhances their own personality and lifestyle. The winners in this industry will be determined by competition in a truly global and fast-moving market. A lot of success will depend upon customer loyalty that begins with that very first phone. This is something that we clearly do not take lightly. In Nokia, we see our brand as the promise of the high-quality phones that look good and work simply and well. Today, there are more than 750 million people using Nokia products, and they have assigned a lot of value to quality. We know that and see it as a big responsibility to keep our promise. Working from network infrastructure to services and solutions, and with our number one global leadership in mobile devices, I think that Nokia is now in an excellent position to bring out more great products and to develop the key enablers for sustainable business models in this changing industry and in this changing environment. Markets do differ greatly between regions and countries around the world. They do have their own particular dynamics of behavior and use, but people all over have the need to communicate, to entertain themselves, and to explore for information. Ultimately, this industry is about renewing our core strengths to assure that the consumer is the biggest winner. No one in this industry is standing still. That we know very well. We have been having a lot of discussions with our operator customers and peer companies about this. And what we can see is that a lot of innovative companies are already changing fast, looking to the future. What next? In Finland, the first truly mobile phone, the Cityman Portable, did cost over 20,000 Finnish marks in 92, which means, adjusting for inflation for today, more than $5,000. These days, you can buy a new cell phone for less than $50. But the real value, its personal value to each of us, is increasing almost daily. It's the value we place on the different ways we can share our lives with the people around us, the possibilities we have to access the information that's important to us, and the moments we have to enjoy amazingly broad range of experiences that this very personal mobile device brings to our lives. And finally, there's the value of simplicity. I don't think anyone here can deny that there's a great feeling in trying out something new and different and having it work first time, just like that, without a manual. Getting to this point with a lot of new mobile services will continue to be a challenge and a struggle. But if there's one thing to keep in mind, it's that collaboration and consumer engagement go hand in hand with the winning mobile devices and services, and will be the key factors in assuring success and growth in this industry. A lot of people, especially in the early days, underestimated what we could do in this industry. We have grown a lot, we have learned a lot, and the great thing is that we are still in the early days of innovation. There's a lot more to come, not only in mobile devices and services, but also in our collaborative strengths. The future will see this market and this industry to continue to expand significantly. Thank you very much.